This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and with JobKeeper coming to a close soon, so are other COVID-19 measures, including mortgage payments. The mortgage holiday is almost over. I'm joined this morning by Julia Newbold, Editor-at-Large with Money Magazine. How are you this morning, Julia?
Very well, thank you, Jordan. And yourself?
I'm not too bad. So tell me about the mortgage holiday.
Well, when COVID happened, you know, there was the whole worry that people are losing their jobs, they can't pay their mortgages. So rather than, you know, people defaulting on their loans and so on, the government and the banks got together and they decided to give a moratorium on repayments so that people didn't have to pay for their mortgages for a certain period. It didn't mean that the debt was being reduced, it just meant that it was going to be extended. And so it's coming to an end now, and end of March is the date where all of this changes.
Right. And so I guess the idea is that they'll just be picking up the mortgage payments where they left them off?
Yeah, pretty much.
So I guess what do people do now then if maybe they're worried that, you know, they're not quite in the position to start up paying their mortgage again? What can they do?
Well, it's the same situation as if you lost your job at any other time during, you know, not necessarily COVID-related. Number one, you contact your bank because, you know, they don't want to have to foreclose on your property. So you try and work out something with the bank. So talk to them, let them know how you're travelling, whether you think you're going to be able to pay it, whether you might be able to pay some of it. You know, try and work out some sort of deal with them. You know, some of the banks might be open to continuing the pause for a certain period. But, you know, you've both got to work out, is the pause going to be worth it to continue it for a period? Is there an end in sight? You know, if you're putting it on hold, do you think you're going to be able to be in a better position to pay it later? Or are you just putting it on hold till you figure out what to do next? So you've got to really work with the bank to figure out, you know, what your options are.
So, of course, a six-month pause on mortgage repayments, but was there any, I guess, benefits in that time for anyone who would maybe wanted to have kept paying their mortgage rather than pausing it?
Well, of course, if you paid your mortgage, you're paying it down, whereas if you've paused it, you're accruing the interest for that time. So, you know, if you have been paying it for all this time and then, you know, something happens now, because as well as this happening at the end of March, JobKeeper payments stop. So if you're going to be affected by that and perhaps lose your job or something, you know, maybe if you continue to pay or you might be ahead of your mortgage payment, then you might be able to withdraw some of that fund to live on or, you know, to pay the next few mortgage payments.
Right. Okay. So while the government were paying JobKeeper, it probably would have been wise to keep paying even if, you know, down the track you're not so confident that the money would still be coming in.
Yeah, and you might have done a deal where you've not put it on hold completely, but you've only paid maybe half or two-thirds or whatever it might be.
And so I guess if anyone is struggling, they're not able to pay, what other options do they have with their mortgage?
Well, you know, maybe there's the option to switch repayments for a period to interest only, which will, you know, minimise what you have to pay, but at least it'll mean that the interest is being paid and not accruing onto, you know, your account so that your total payment is more. You know, making sure that you're linked to an offset account so that any money that you do have is reducing your interest payments. But, you know, if you are in genuine financial hardship, the banks have a process to work through where you can request a repayment arrangement to pay back, but at you know, a reasonable period. So it might be short-term reduction in payments, waiving of fees and charges, or maybe consolidating other debts if you've got a personal loan as well and credit card loans. So, you know, this is quite serious, but if the bank doesn't respond or there's some issue, you can go to the Australian Financial Complaints Authority to try and help work something out.
And so am I to understand then that while mortgage repayments have been paused, the interest hasn't been paused, so
the
mortgages
yeah.
have been sitting there but still racking up?
Yeah, that's true.
That's quite an unfortunate situation for anyone who hasn't been able to pay then for the last 6 months.
Absolutely. I mean, this is why you only do it when you really need to do it. You've got to take into consideration everything that's happening. And, you know, there's all sorts of things that will happen once JobKeeper ends and, you know, the moratorium on landlords not being able to evict people. You know, we could be in for a whole lot of changes at the end of March. It's a bit of wait and see what will happen.
Yeah, it's a scary idea to think about what could result of the government pulling the pin on JobKeeper already.
Yeah, but I mean, the statistics at the beginning of COVID was that, you know, around 500,000 mortgages were paused, but then, you know, people started repaying them. So now, you know, probably there's only a third of that number that is still on pause. So, you know, things have started improving for a lot of people. So maybe it'll continue that way, we hope.
Hopefully. Well, Julia, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That was Julia Newbold, Editor-at-Large with Money Magazine on your Classic Hits Breakfast.